We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
If the tax rate in Arlington Heights were favorable for the $200 million property that you purchased and destroyed the structure that was existing on it, would this discussion be happening today?
I don't think so.
Interesting.
I think that there would already be shovels in the ground for the new Bears land in Arlington Heights if that were the case.
Now, I understand that having an existing structure, aka improvements to your land, is going to affect your tax rate.
And Arlington had to come down. Like, no matter what, that thing had to go.
Are you sure? Because I can introduce you to a city of 4 million people down south where they never tore down their other stadium and just built a stadium next to it.
Yeah.
There's always that option.
There is that option, but Arlington had to go. But you're right. It's...
I don't care who you are. $200 million is not a bluff.
$200 million for that family is not... like just pocket change.
This is not the Saudi investment fund yet. That is not a rounding error.
Not yet.
I said yet. But the point is, that's the only entity I can think of where $200 million is something you do as a ploy.
Right. When you're sitting on $3 trillion of oil, $200 million feels like nothing.
Maybe Amazon. Maybe Amazon buying Whole Foods or something. But even then, they intended to run it. So I don't really know what the equivalent of that would be for the Bears, but they still, they're not a real estate investment trust is the point.
I just hope that Friends of the Parks is warming up their paper slapping shoulders here, making sure the process servers all the way around are ready to serve left and right.
I mean, the Bears aren't dumb. I'm not saying that at all. They might have already acknowledged Friends of the Parks. Maybe there's a discussion point there that we might...
here see, later on today.
I wouldn't be surprised if that were the case.
But I still think that there's, and Dan and I were talking about this a little bit yesterday, the amount of hurdles that you have to jump over to build this thing in the city seems like it's a waste of time and energy compared to just writing a check and starting to build the thing that you want to build
and
in Arlington
it.
Heights.
Time
and,
is money.
And you own it. You're not a tenant anymore.
Well, okay, but here's a couple pieces of this to me. And this is why maybe I don't bristle at the Kevin Warren articles. It's because he's doing everything he can to fix a mistake that was made. You know?
I agree.
And he's like, hey, if I'm going to ask for your money, this is who I am. Like, I understand that concept. If you look at it through the lens of start with in the algebra problem, he's having to fix the $200 million mistake. I'm going to do everything I can. I get that piece of it.
I think that there are two things at play here, and your position on this and Dan's position on this when it comes to Kevin Warren, to me, are both at play. Yes, I think that Kevin Warren likes being the center of attention. He likes the spotlight, and he likes to be the guy that everyone thinks is stirring the drink. He is also stirring the drink because when he got there, Ted Phillips had made a bad deal for the Bears, and he's trying to politic his way out of that bad deal.
Order of operations was flawed.
Correct.
And there's only so much wiggle room you have. And I understand that a lot of this is exactly that.
Well, I know this. Regardless of how they're trying to do it, it's not my job to pay for your mistake.
There it is. If you're asking for public money, then we will always ask questions, period.
They're not leaving. They're not leaving. They're not going to pick up and move to another city. The Chicago Bears aren't going anywhere. Like, they won't even, like, Reinsdorf will make, well, my son might move it, or the next owners might move it, somebody might move it. You know how this playbook works. Well, that might go somewhere. Like, at least they've played the stupid card that nobody believes. The Bears know they can't even play it. You've got nowhere, so call them on it.
At the end of the day, most NFL teams play in the suburbs. And they still go by the name of the metropolitan area which they represent. That's Sometimes true. They pick up a whole state if you're the Cardinals.
That's true. I've always been okay with them going out there.
Or the Titans. The Titans have also claimed a state.
Which is one of the things that I think that it's weird because I think that the previous mayor and this mayor might have wrong is that there's going to be some sort of reflexive, the Bears can't leave Chicago. I feel like Kevin Warren is preying on that. And I mean at prey, not prey.
Thank you.
He's preying on the fact that, well, you know, people don't want to let the Bears leave Chicago. Layla's right. Most of these teams are not in their city. They're someplace else, and they still have the name. To me, the hardest thing to wrap my head around before I start thinking about the people of the city of Chicago, the county of Cook, and the state of Illinois is if I'm looking at this from a strictly business point of view for the Bears, why would you give away something that you've been fighting for at least – since I started covering the team in 2003, and Dan, you go back a whole nother decade from that, you've been fighting to have your own place. You've been fighting to not have to deal with the city.
The Park District.
Yes. You've been fighting to have control of your building, to pick who gets to come in there, to pick the turf, all of those things. Why now would you acquiesce and say, no, we don't want to own this business and take all of the profit.
The only guess
there's,
I have...
There's questions there. There's the liquidity aspect.
The only guess I have is, can Ginny not get enough of a construction loan to build what they want to build?
I don't think that's it. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead, because I think your question is valid.
I just think that's the only thing, wondering, maybe they looked it over and said, boy, we'd love to build our palace. We'd love to build Bears Land, but... no one's going to back us. No one's going to front us the money. That can't be true.
I think it came down to our friendly neighbors, the White Sox. Because suddenly the discussion about
the hotel tax money?
Correct. Was in play again. And then what did we see other teams do? Follow suit. We've heard the Red Stars discuss why they deserve some of that. We've heard other places discuss why they deserve
some of that. Heard the Cubs make the argument and be rejected.
Right, we've heard teams discuss it. And then what happened after that? The legislature said, you guys had better come up with a plan on how to divvy this public money. And what came out before the press release, or maybe it was at the same time, it was the article in Cranes talking about whether or not there was going to be public money to fund a new White Sox ballpark. I think this has more to do with the concept for the teams that there is public money that's possibly available, and now they're competing with each other on how to get it.
And meanwhile, there's the citizen of Chicago, the citizen of the County Cook, the citizen of the state of Illinois. It's like, again?
The optics.
What, again? You're reaching into my pocket again?
The optics and the climate is really unfavorable for this. But I understand that because they can, they will try. I understand that that's part of this.
100%.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one,
They're listening to audio.
Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.